We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
But you see, Jesus asked them, "Who do you say that I am? Whom do men say that I am?" And they answered him. But Peter answered him with the truth. He said, "You are Jesus Christ, the Son of God." And then John said, "But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God." He said that there were many, many miracles that took place and many other things that happened. But the ones that were written for the purpose that we might believe that He is the Christ.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's archives and chose Kenneth Hagin's teaching, Because of Jesus. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth Hagin with today's message.
Turn to Matthew chapter 16. Praise the Lord. Chapter 16, verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" They said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, some others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Today, some people are still saying that he was a great teacher. Some are still saying that he was a great prophet. Some are still saying that he was the greatest moral person that ever lived. They have still not learned to recognize him for who he is. They are still categorizing him as these did, calling him one of the prophets or a great teacher or one of the patriarchs. All of this is true. He was a great teacher. He was a great prophet. He is a great teacher. He is a great prophet. But he's more than this. He is Jesus, the Son of the living God. If we'll study the Word of God, we'll find out that He becomes all things to all people. Depends on what your need is. He becomes a father to the orphan, a husband to the bride, a friend to the friendless, a physician to the sick, a psychiatrist to the confused, a banker to the poor, a compass to the traveler, the bright and morning star to the one walking in darkness, the healer of all sicknesses to those that are sick, the savior of every sin, the deliverer of every habit, the baptizer of the Holy Ghost and fire. He's the one that the prophet said his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now you see, Peter answered him, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Friend, we need to realize that he is all of these things. And we need to realize that it's the Spirit of God that reveals unto us that he is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the lily of the valley. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the one that was. He's the one that is. He is the one that's coming again. He's the one that Herod could not destroy. He's the one that the devil could not entice to sin and the grave could not hold. He's the one that arose from the dead. He is victory. He is the one that God has highly exalted and given a name above every name, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is the Christ. He's the one that turned water into wine. He's the one that walked on the Sea of Galilee. He's the one that spoke. The blind could see. The lame could walk. The deaf could hear. The dumb could speak. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. If we had 1,000 tongues, we could never tell all that Christ is. John put it this way in his gospel, John 20. If you want to turn there for just a moment and read it, I've got it here already. John put it this way. He said, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these that are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life in that name." And then he went on in the very next chapter, the last verse of the very next chapter. "And there are many other things which Jesus did, the which if should be written, every one, I suppose, that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." We have a very small account of the things that Jesus did according to what John tells us here. He tells us that if everything was written, there wouldn't be enough books to contain it all. But you see, Jesus asked them, "Who do you say that I am? Whom do men say that I am?" And they answered him. But Peter answered him with the truth. He said, "You are Jesus Christ, the Son of God." And then John said, "But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God." He said that there were many, many miracles that took place and many other things that happened. But the ones that were written for the purpose that we might believe that He is the Christ. Today it is important how you see Jesus. If you see Him as just a prophet, that's good, but it's not going to accomplish anything. If you see Him as only the crucified Savior, you're not seeing Him correctly. If you see Him only as the one risen from the dead, then you're not seeing Him properly. We have to take it all and put it all together and come up with one declaration. He is the Christ, the living Son of God. And then when we get that perspective, and when we see it in those terms, then we can begin to believe. And as we begin to believe, all things are possible unto us. Amen. It's not until we see Him as the Christ, the Son of the living God. Not the Christ the Savior. Not Christ the risen one. Yes, all of that is inclusive. But we need to come to one fact. He is the Christ. Amen. You see, an emphatic statement. There can be no other. He is the Christ. He is the one and only Christ. The Son of the living God. He became all that He became so that we might have all that we have. Jesus, because of all of this, all of what? All of accepting the sin that was put upon Him. It says in the Word of God, He was made sin that we might be free. He took stripes upon His back and was beaten that we might have healing. Jesus now, when He comes to Gethsemane, we need to understand the changing of roles. From the time that He was baptized in the River Jordan until Gethsemane, He moved and acted as the Son of Man anointed by God. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and fire, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed. I want you to notice that in this particular instance, he is called Jesus of Nazareth. When he comes to Gethsemane with his disciples on the last night, he stepped from the role that he had for 3 years of being the Son of Man, Jesus of Nazareth, anointed by the Holy Spirit, and became the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. There is a difference between Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of Man, anointed by the Holy Spirit, than Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died for the sins of mankind. It's the same person, but a different role. He there bowed himself and began to pray. And as he began to pray, he said, "Let this cup pass from me." But the cup could not pass. So therefore he drank of the bitter cup and became sin, that you and I might be free. Someone has said that all sickness and disease stem from 39 different germs that the main diseases stem from. I don't know. But if it is true, isn't it very significant that Peter said, "Who his own self bears sin in his own body on the tree, by whose stripes ye were healed," and those stripes were 39 stripes. Has some significance if it is true. With his stripes, healing is made possible. With his stripes, diseases disappear.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled "The Joshua Generation." We're also offering Craig Hagin's message, "Put on all the armor of God." Next is Lynette Hagin's teaching, "What Should We Be Focusing On?" And last is Denise Hagin Burns' message, "Anchor Moments." All these items at the special price of $20. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Rhema Bible Training College, yes, starting this fall.
Right.
You can apply at rbtc.org/apply. Yeah.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his classic teaching, Because of Jesus. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.